I hit a button.
Clickety clack.
Don't talk back.
I also enjoyed Obi-Wan.
I'm not sure I'm down with Beru being, you know, a badass fighter type.
Did Ray see it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I know Craig can't resist a good spoiler, but...
I already knew Ray hits hot.
Okay.
We had talked earlier.
I am opening the channel, though.
Okay. I need to turn down. I am hitting the edges of the sound thing.
You're the most loud in Discord as well.
What?
Like, Ian sounds normal. Samurai's is distinctly muted a bit. But you are definitely the... I think Old Man Sartre for the win. I'm not 100%.
Yeah, he was.
But, okay.
Krondiak and Ice were right behind him.
Ice, baby. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen.
Ice is back with a brand new invention?
Something. Grabs a hold of me. I flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop?
Yeah, I don't know.
Turn out the lights, and I'll glow.
To the extreme?
I'll rock a mic like a vandal.
Wow. You also light up the stage.
And wax, you should go a, wax chump a chump like a candle. that was fun.
That is a good time. Hold on, stuff's happening, and it's happening too fast.
All right.
I don't immediately know what you're referencing.
NHL Finals.
Oh, is that still happening?
Yes.
I assume the Stanley Cup... Sorry, someone told me like a week ago that the Avalanche and the Lightning were going to compete for the Stanley Cup. I assumed that had been resolved.
It is not yet. They're only three games done, so...
Oh, I know that... I mean, obviously Tampa Bay as a sports town in general is surging... So I'm obviously rooting against them, which would probably doom the Avalanche. But I don't know anything about hockey. Just the basic rules.
Shall we proceed?
We could. Let me see if I ever opened up the script that you definitely sent. Because it sounds like something I would do. And yet I don't see it here on my screen. You can start the show. I'll work on...
Ray, did you get it? I did send it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got it. I just didn't know if I downloaded it or opened it or did anything responsible.
Oh my
God. It's here. It's easy for me to access.
Look at all the news. We should get going.
I know. So much news. We're going to be here till midnight.
We'll never make it to midnight.
I probably want to fall asleep here in this chair.
Yeah. Do it, Doug.
True believers, welcome to the 343rd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. Only a week late, you can blame me. I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. We got Ray. We got Ian. They are KS72 and Sneaky Beat 15, respectively. Hello.
Hello.
Word.
Word to your mama. All comes back. This is the week of 622 to 629 and the year that never ends. Over in your 5-day 4-star crash!
I think I'll make it lightning this week because all the storms.
Thunderstorms?
All right.
Nice.
Not because of the Tampa Bay Lightning?
Probably not.
All right. Let's go to the 616 day. You had Patsy versus Blonde Widow. Did you Patsy?
I did.
Ooh,
she
nice.
She tries really hard. I appreciate that. That's it. It was nothing shocking. You just stay ahead of her purple and you're okay.
Okay.
I thought so, at least.
I had trouble with it, so good job.
Yeah, thank you. It worked out okay.
Very good, Ian. The 21st, you had the Power Man versus the Gamora. I'm assuming you fiddle-faddled her to death or something?
It takes a while to fiddle-faddle someone to death, it turns out. A long, long time.
It does, yeah.
But he's just so hardy in addition to that. So he's got what it takes to get to that 13. It just takes a long time and a lot of incapacitates later.
Yeah.
I ended up killing her with the yellow power. Repeatedly. Yeah. And I'm like, man, where's my buddy Danny Rand at?
Yeah. But I got it done.
Nice. And then coming up on the 26th, we have Throg versus Dr. Mystery.
That's fair. It's probably his first time in the rotation.
Ooh, that is not looking good for Ian.
I did not win, by the way.
I'm seeing that.
I'm stunned that I even have Throg.
Ian with the 010 build.
Very popular. Throg. Very popular.
I don't think you're going to win that one.
Nope. I agree.
Got the last two, though, so that was nice.
Yeah.
And Storyland, things that are finishing up. Did you? Yes?
Well, sorry, I was keeping an eye on Discord. He'll be fighting Lockjaw as part of a pet Avenger battle.
Oh, well, that's fun.
Yeah.
His powers should be very useful against Lockjaw. That's cool.
Yeah. Brain, shut off. Okay, reboot. Storyland, did you introduce yourself to Odin for Father's Day?
Oh, I've heard of him. Yeah, sure.
You completed all those?
Yes.
All right.
That really sounds like a no, but...
Yeah, I'm not sure that's super convincing or not.
I wasn't really sure. I don't know. Sorry.
Don't call me Shirley.
Things are fuzzy. Go ahead.
Did you welcome Hulkling to S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No. Definitively, I did not do. The Odin one is a little more questionable. I'll check that out.
I had to, as always, you know, use two rounds of whales to get through the Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. event.
I used two rounds of Yellow Jacket. He pulls it off by himself, so.
Well, nice. I don't have a usable Yellow Jacket, so. What else we got? Unstable ISO 8 is running. That'll get you Mohawk, Hulkling, and some Moon Knight shards. Placement there is Girt and Ghost Pool. And Ian, there's a Puzzle Gauntlet coming your way.
Nice.
I know you love those. And it is the return of the team event tomorrow of the Gargantos event is running again.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay. This time it will get you TV's Kamala Khan and some Eddie Venom. On the Alliance side is TV's Kamala Khan and Scorpion. So some TV's Kamala Khan covers coming your way.
Yeah, I think I could use that Scorpion cover as well. I'll check that out later in the show.
Which Scorpion cover is that?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. I think I could use it.
Never mind. I was making a joke about the band Scorpion. You know what song?
Oh, I didn't get that at all. That was a real stretch. That was a terrible pun, buddy. Although, what a needlessly obscure reference. I kind of love it now. It's come back around already.
The Scorpions were a decent band.
Yeah.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, German rock band, you know.
They had that one song that played endlessly for the 90s.
That's right.
It really did. Man, it played so often, I had to look up what Gorky Park was.
Wait, was that them?
Yeah. The Winds of Change? Isn't that Scorpions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there other? Didn't they have another hit?
Oh, yeah, they had several.
Yeah.
Rock You Like a Hurricane?
Craig, have you ever been to an air show?
That's what
it's
I'm thinking
all
of.
Scorpions music.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that time you went to an air show and you caught fire because you decided that hats, sunglasses, and sunscreen were unnecessary.
That's right.
Yeah, I think every song that they play at an air show is either, you know, classic Americana like Star Spangled Banner or Rock You Like a Hurricane by the Scorpions.
Still loving you. All right, there you go. Scorpions, you know.
Yeah.
In the PvP land, it's still, you got to finish up your life season. Plan ahead there. Right now, Something Wiccan is running. That'll get you Angel Wiccan, Wasp, and Cersei. And that's going to be followed up by Fresh Cut, where you'll get Nico and some always needed Shang-Chi shards. Man, I screw that up every time. It's hard.
That's okay. I am more embarrassed by the fact that I chuckle at least to myself, if not audibly, every time they run the event Something Wiccan.
Something Wiccan this way comes.
Well, I think you killed it for me. Thanks, dude.
I love that movie.
I did, too. And then when you said, Ian must need this reference, I'm going to add it. I went, I'm a moron. You're right. It wasn't funny.
I was just playing along, just enjoying the moment. You're the worst. All right. There's a billions of news. Let's talk about news.
News?
There was a, because we didn't do news last week, so we're way behind. Way behind. Way, way behind. There was a Q&A with our new developer friends. Let me pull up the sum ups here. Things that are important. New characters will always be a feeder. That's super, super nice there.
Yeah,
super handy.
Sweet. Definitely.
Changes are coming to supports. Not really known in what way yet, but coming.
Sweet.
They're bringing back, just for Ian, the 3-star, 5-star combos.
Sweet.
What else we got? Why am I missing the big one?
Well, there's the Deadpool Daily stuff.
Right. Deadpool Daily is changing from a 5-day to a 7-day. They say rewards will be boosted since you won't be getting them as often.
I'm really curious how that's going to work, because that changing it from 5 to 7, like we discussed, that latest Legends every 5 days, that's nice. How are you going to you know, keep that up with a 7-day schedule.
Yeah, I mean, I really use those tokens to open on this show.
Great.
Oh, right, the other big one. They're changing the reward structure in PvP land. That has started with the last couple of events. Will also be changing in the next next season coming your way. As the always asked, are there going to be 6 stars? The answer is not right now, no. So that was kind of the highlights in a Hollywood minute or a New York minute.
A lot of stuff going on. I like that.
All right, let's talk about Hulkling since we missed him.
Yeah.
Ha ha. I got one right.
And what I didn't know is that this guy actually has a name. Apparently he's Henry VIII. No, the Doric VIII I am.
Sure.
He is a 4-star green, yellow, purple. That sounds right. I'm going to go with that. Yeah, right there, Ian?
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
All right.
He's not just Hulkling. His regular Skrull name isn't Hulkling.
You never know.
Nice. Tell me more. What's he do?
All right. Screen power. Good communication skills. Right up Ian's alley. This one costs 4.
Ooh.
4 green, Ian. It's a bargain.
I can afford that.
deal some damage plus extra damage for each smash countdown tile on the board. Did we do this?
Say again?
Did we go over this before?
I don't know. I didn't. You could have. I don't.
Yeah, why am I thinking that we've talked about smash countdowns?
Would we have discussed it during one of the segments where you talk and I fall asleep?
Yeah.
Then I have no idea.
I think we did this.
I've never heard this before,
my brain
just
shuts down.
I don't think so. I hadn't added him to the character whatever spreadsheet previously.
I swear we talked about these smash countdowns before. Maybe I had this whole conversation with myself in my head. Okay. Any case.
All right, so what's this green ability do? What's it called? And how much does it cost?
Good communication skills. 4 green.
Great.
Deal damage plus extra damage for each smash countdown tile on the board. Then create 2 6-turn green smash countdown tiles. If there are 3 or more smash tiles on the board, he destroys all the smash tiles on the board, 9 surrounding tiles, and deals damage to other enemies and ends the turn. I don't like that. Don't like the end of turns, so.
Nope, that's hard to deal with.
Destroyed tiles do not generate AP. When you max them up, it is dealing 1,819 damage plus 907 for each smash tile, destroying 18 tiles, and destroyed tiles deal 454 to the other enemies.
Great.
It's just so cheap that that's where you're getting the benefit there. Yellow, the King's Decree. Select a special tile. Among tiles in that row and the rows above and below, convert enemy special tiles into basic tiles, fortify your friendly special tiles, and empower friendly tiles by 40%. That's handy. When Hulkling, it's got a passive. When Hulkling uses an ability, converts 2 team-up AP into one of his ally's strongest colors. Friendly team-up tile matches deal 20% more damage and generate 2 extra team-up AP. Well, that's really nice. You got AP coming out all over the place. Up at level 5, you are increasing tiles by 100%.
Nice.
And team-up matches are increased by 40%. That's quite a bit.
Yeah.
I bet that works well with Okoye.
No.
You get that team up.
That has nothing to... Yeah, but you're converting team up tiles, team up AP. That'll reduce her power. And she doesn't really care about special tiles. So,
I thought she wanted all that team up AP.
He's definitely more of a special tile team, not an Okoye team.
Purple. Metamorphic adaptation. 5 purple in another bargain. However, this one's gonna hurt. This one's got lots of words. Select a basic red, yellow, or purple tile. If it's red, create a 3-turn red countdown tile and change into the ability Into the Fray. If it's yellow, create a 5-turn yellow countdown tile and become Hardened Spikes. If you pick purple, he goes airborne for 2 turns and becomes Aerial Annoyance. As you level it up, those go up to 5-turn countdown tiles. So the red power, Into the Fray, passive, when it's on the board, Hulkling deals 40% more damage with matches and abilities. When the countdown tile expires or is destroyed, heal a burst of health, and then switch back to metamorphic adaptation. At level 5, it's dealing 50% more damage and healing a burst of 2260 when maxed out. When it's yellow, that's Hardened Spikes. While on board, Hulkling takes 10% less damage from matches and abilities, and deals damage to enemies that damage him with matches or abilities. He's got thorns, Ray. Thorns.
The classic.
When the countdown tile expires or is destroyed, heals a burst of health and switch back to metamorphic adaptation. At level 5, maxing it out, Hulkling's taking 50% less damage, dealing 2358 damage and getting a burst of health of 2260.
Seems about as useful as thorns in Diablo.
Yeah. The purple one, Aerial Annoyance. At the start of the turn, if Hulkling's airborne, create an attack tile and steal 4 AP among the enemy's 2 strongest colors. That's good. When Hulkling returns from being airborne, heal a burst of health and go back to metamorphic adaptation. At level 5, you're making 108 strength attack tiles, stealing 6 AP from their 2 strongest colors.
Nice.
That's really nice. And healing a burst of up to 3387. So, a few different options there, all of which give you some healing and either do more damage or, you know, protect you from damage in some way. Airborne's always nice. Or, Ian, you can just spam green and punch a lot.
Well, I mean, if I'm going to do that, don't I want to do 50% more punch a lot damage with Into the Fray? Is that the one that does that?
Yeah.
I'm on a hot streak now. I was paying like 75% attention to what you said. Yeah, so that would be solid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I'm punching it, you know, again, those were maximum stats, but yeah. Still, for 4 green, if I'm doing 50% more damage, and I'm destroying 18 tiles, and I'm doing, what did you say, something like 450 per tile, that's like 10,000 damage plus 50%. So that's like 15,000 damage for 4 green. That's I don't hate any part of that. And stealing 6 from 2 different energy pools.
Yeah, that's a lot of stealing.
Yeah, it is. Good for him.
In release events, Web Wonder, which ended a couple days ago, he was in placement rewards there. Yeah, that Welcome to Shield, which you haven't done yet, there's some progression rewards there.
Nice.
Unstable ISO 8, which is running now, shards in progression there. And you can get some tokens to the Hulkling and Friends Vault. The Versus, he was in the Father Knows Best placement rewards there. And his event was called King's Court. That got you tokens to Hulkling and Friends there. The Vault is still open for another 2 more days. 80 items, a Hulkling cover, a Wiccan cover, and a random 4-star in that there Vault. So there you go. Doric the eighth I am.
That was Yeah, his powers were interesting. I'm super apprehensive, but I'm still quietly optimistic. I just never seem to interpret the reading of the powers correctly and how they'll apply to the game. So I'm usually the wrongest. So if I'm like, oh, that person didn't make any sense. They're going to be awful. I'm like, oh, they're the best character in the game. And I'm like, oh, Hulkling sounds great. Oh, no, that means he's trash. Because that means his powers are straightforward and easy to understand. If I have no idea what's going on, that means their powers are complex, but there's one special scenario where if you combine them with one other character, the game ends and you win forever. And I'm like, okay, great.
Yeah, fastball special.
I'm just not smart enough for this game. It hurts me.
Truly does. Are you sitting down, though? Because we got release notes and a clue.
Oh, I will be. All right, I'm back.
All right, your clue for the next character is Broken Up.
All right.
To me, that seemed, I don't know, that seemed clear, but I don't know.
Did it?
Yeah.
I only have 2 guesses in mind, and they're both bad.
I think it's Jane Foster Thor, because she broke up with Thor.
She's got a new movie coming out called Jane Foster Thor?
Love and Thunder. So,
yeah.
But she's also got Mjolnir, the original one, back together. So,
yeah.
It was broken up. I don't know. It seems...
That seems about the furthest thing from straightforward that I can imagine.
Okay.
But it, you know, I don't dislike the direction you're heading in.
I may
they
just
do have
be
a brand new movie coming out. Yeah, and it would.
I may just be looking at that movie and trying to make it work.
So it's just a so it'd be a 5-star version of 4-star Thor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I was thinking that, you know, as someone who gets in fights and breaks people's bones, it's clearly Batroc the Leaper.
Shame on you. That was not That was not nearly convoluted enough.
Yeah, that's true.
And my guesses were both like dummy guesses. I was like, I don't know, is broken up maybe Shatterstar, or is broken up maybe Punisher's old nemesis Jigsaw?
I like both.
I'd be down with Shatterstar.
But it's going to be neither of those.
It's true. Shatterstar would be dope, though.
But I do like a good bad guess.
I can't wait to hear TJ Joe's author's comments next week about Craig falling into the Batroc.
That wouldn't make me any more upset than another Natalie Portman character. So the Gargantos boss event returns. We talked about that.
Yeah.
Gather your alliance starting tomorrow. It says Marvel celebrates, or MBQ celebrates Marvel's Hellfire Gala. Log in for exciting rewards starting June 29th. So I don't know what that is, but I'm down with that.
Yeah.
I like the Hellfire Club.
It's not the Hellfire Club. It's a Hellfire Gala.
Well, you know, hopefully the Hellfire Club shows up.
It's not just going to include Ghost Rider?
I suppose.
I don't know. I'm excited.
I'm not sure what that means.
It says exciting rewards coming.
Ice asked, did you discuss the fact that the boss event is a heroic event?
What does that even mean?
I'm not sure.
What does that mean? I can only use
samurai, ice, anybody.
Oh, Dark Avengers only.
What?
Oh, that's gonna hurt my brain.
Wow.
Dark Avengers only for the upcoming boss event? Like that's all who's boosted? Or I don't understand. Where am I? I'm in a whole new Puzzle Quest world all of a sudden.
Man, I don't remember how to use those characters.
Remember
Holy
heroic PvP events? I don't remember. Pepperidge Farms does not remember.
Oh, look at that. It's all Dark Avengers for the boosted list. That is amazing. I love that.
I can't get enough of that. That is hard work.
Well, all right. If I can get by with some Venom and Yelena Baloney boosted up, Green Goblin, I should be able to pull. All right. We can work with that, I suppose.
All three of those 5-stars are usable. Green Goblin, Daken, Wolverine Daken, and Yelena, they're all usable 5-stars. So that's
I don't think I really have enough covers of Samurai Dreams to do anything.
Sure.
I think I have enough Green Goblin and Yelena Baloney to do something.
I feel like Scorpion is very viable.
Yeah, for the 4-stars, Scorpion's good, and then you got Venom, and Venom, one of those is good.
Yeah.
I like Agent Venom.
He's okay. That's who Ray was referencing.
Exactly.
Oh.
You didn't think he was saying that Eddie Brock was good, did
you? Yeah, you know, Eddie Venom's got his place. He punches.
And the absolute classics in 3-star, Sentry, Ragnarok, Bullseye, and Daken. Wow.
Oh, Bullseye is a champ.
Ah, Bullseye is amazing.
I love 3-star Bullseye. What a fun character. That's wacky. But why don't I remember heroic events? What is that? I know this isn't the forum for that because typing is slow and I'm talking and it's just going to weigh the snow. I'll look it up when the show is over, but tomorrow.
I don't know. They're like 6 years ago.
I feel like I should be able to remember that, but I don't. Heroic event, huh? That's awesome.
That'll put a different twist on it.
It will.
It'll definitely make it harder where I can't just, you know, kill Gargantos fairly instantly without him doing anything, I'm sure. No, I did not catch the heroic thing, so thanks for the info there. That puts a whole different spin on that event. Interesting. Man, so cool. Much news.
That was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's covered the highlights of the news. I don't know. You got local news? I went to the Raising Cane's.
Did you?
Oh, the chicken shack finally opened up?
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah, it was. It's a fast food chain that sells chicken. Who cares?
It had a huge line the first day because they were giving away free food for a year.
I didn't go
the first day.
We actually don't have a whole lot of like chicken options. I mean, we don't have Popeyes, so, you know.
I still don't.
Yeah, that's...
Look at that empty Popeye building. And just think someday it might open up.
Yeah, that's going to make you sad every time you drive by it.
I do, because they were like, oh, it's March for sure. It's May for sure. Definitely June. Okay, by July, we'll probably be open.
I went...
I have to go visit Ian just to go get some Popeyes.
I went back to Ohio, and the Popeyes in my hometown, which wasn't there growing up, is also closed and has been closed for 2 years with nothing going in. I don't know if it's two years, but it feels like 2 years.
Mine is newly built.
Right.
So it's not that it's closed per se, it's just not open yet, and they keep pushing back the date.
Is it going to operate like the other fast food in your town where it closes at like 5:01 p.m.?
Probably not officially, but yes.
All right.
then we'll have to just walk across the street and go to Wild Wings.
Apparently, that's true. The one in my hometown and is very much like the one in Altoona, that it just wasn't ever good, so it closed down.
Right.
Oh. Yeah, the one in Altoona's not good. I have high hopes for Ian's Place.
Yeah, I'm hoping Williamsport's better.
Yeah, we shall see.
That'll give me one reason to go visit Ian.
Yeah, that's one more than the zero. I'll take it.
I don't know. I do like
people here.
I do like going to Wild Wings once or twice a year.
Yeah. I'm starting to rack up the excuses. And then we got that sweet pinball place by my house now.
Yeah, I still need to check that out. And you've got an Arby's.
Yeah. Arby's, yeah.
And you still have a...
The regulars are 2 for $6 right now.
Oh, nice. You still have a... oh, my God, I forgot. Long John Silver's, too, right?
With 2, sadly.
Man, Williamsport is like the mecca of fast food for me. I need to get there more often.
Unwanted fast food that you guys got rid of 5 years ago? Yes.
I love all those places. I love Long John's. I love Arby's. So good.
Sorry. Long John's is the worst.
I love those.
It's like the worst food on the planet.
No way. Those hush puppies are killer.
Well, everything in there is killer. I'll give you that.
Yeah, only literally. Once a year, I talk myself, I'm like, well, maybe it's not as bad as I remember. And then, like, I mean, as it touches my lips, I'm like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom.
No, when you get the chicken strip and you bite the end off and you dip the end that you've just bitten off into those crumbly bits to, like, recoat that end and then eat. Oh. And then you follow that up with like, you know, 12-pack of hush puppies. Ah, so good.
Ah. It is an absolute marvel that you're alive to this day.
So good. Maybe it's because the Arby's and Long John Silver's have left my town, so I never get to eat there anymore.
They saved you at the last minute.
Are we still on topic 2? I think we're still on topic 2.
Yes.
No, we're just about to launch into It's Always Sunny.
Yeah. So this week, on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, PTS Dean.
That's a funny title. I like that. All right. Let's talk about Carolina Dean or Carolina Dean. Both. the space lady from The Runaways. She is yellow, blue, and green. She's a 4-star character. Her yellow ability is called Team Spirit. It costs 6 yellow AP. She creates 2 strength 10 protect tiles. For every runaway on the team, she creates an additional protect tile. It's got a passive component. Whenever an ally is healed, Carolina improves the healing by 8%. As this ability increases, you can create 3 of these protect tiles, strength 51, and 2 additional tiles if you have 2 additional runaways. And then the healing increase is 35%. All right. Her blue ability also costs 6 blue AP, and it's called Rising Sun. Let's see. Carolina places a 3-turn fortified countdown tile on the board that creates 1 strength 5 protect tile each turn and generates 1 blue AP when it goes off. While this tile is on the board, Carolina is airborne, and the ability becomes Sunset Strip. All right, as the first half of Rising Sun increases, she's creating strength 148 protect tiles and generating 5 blue AP. Sunset Strip. It's passive. If there are 5 or more friendly protect tiles on the board at the start of her turn, Carolina removes her Rising Sun countdown tile and converts 3 protect tiles into strike tiles. When this countdown tile is no longer on the board, the ability becomes Rising Sun. that there's no change ever in that. It always works, functions in that same way. Her green ability is Solar Flare. It costs 8 green AP. Carolina does 324 damage to the enemy team. If there are 2 or more friendly special tiles on the board, heal allies for a burst of 46 health per tile. The damage dealing increases to 2612, and the healing of allies increases to 378. It seems to me that I am not as familiar with Carolina Dean in Puzzle Quest as I could be. nothing immediately stands out to me as the, you know, this is the stat I need, or this is the one that's clearly not that great.
You are correct, sir. Tell him what he's won, Charlie.
So, I just don't even know what I would do
with
her.
If you look at the top builds, there's no consensus. Like, there are, basically, you want to have a five in green. That's, everyone thinks that.
Yeah, because you got to do the damage.
Other than that?
Yeah, green five, and then, I don't know, that airborne ability generates a lot of blue AP, so if you're teaming her up with someone else who can use the blue AP, that's nice.
Paradiac says, put five in green and run a Koye, so.
Yeah, I mean, and I like that all of the things that she does are designed to benefit the other runaways.
Right.
So that I appreciate. Like, she's, you know, obviously there to boost Nico's healing or to generate blue for what was really just Nico at the time, because Gert had not arrived on the scene just yet. Unless there's another runaway that I've forgotten about.
After watching the show, no, I don't think in game, but after watching the show, the character makes perfect sense. Like, she can do things with light and dazzle people and, you know, shine light in their eyes and.
Hey, one person can dazzle people.
That's true. No one does disappoint quite like Dazzler.
You want to control light. That's where you're going.
You're going to Jubilee.
Well, Carolina certainly doesn't control light. She just emits light. That's
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like a chump.
Yeah.
Right. She's like a space princess.
She's a D-list character. Like, I don't think there's much question about it.
Yeah, she's a space
pretty
princess.
Sure, she's a space princess.
Yeah, she is.
All right, cool.
I forget what race of thing she is, but yeah, she's a something.
Yeah, space princess.
Yeah.
Good enough. Well, that's what's always sunny in Xandar. Carolina Dean.
How fitting.
Yeah.
All right, Willie, you got anything in the mailbag? We got 2 weeks worth of mail.
Well, but only for the last episode, so really only 1 week. But let's start with
good point.
Let's start with what Samurai said. Samurai had a comment about the Doc Samson Nightcrawler fight. He says, as lopsided as it sounds, Nightcrawler has the patience to treat Doc Samson like a Dark Souls Elden Ring boss. Time his attacks, stay out of the way until his cooldowns expire, and just pummel him. I think that's, yeah, there you go. There's a...
He can't hit Doc Samson hard enough to actually do any damage.
It's like you just, you hit him, and then you hit him, and you do it 1,000, 2,000 times. Eventually, Doc Samson just gives up.
Yeah, but it's like death by, like, mosquito bite.
He also said, this week, I think Vanguard is going to walk away with it because he's a perfect counter to Fixer. Well, we'll get to that in a bit. Dances with Weevils, in regards to Broken Circle Studios, says, I, for one, welcome our new imperfect geometric overlords. and Ray, the stingers for Terrified are beautiful. Mwah. You're welcome. And he also said, I'm going with the Tinkerer only because I have that support attached to a character I never use or think about. I think he means the Fixer as the Tinkerer, but okay, sure.
Oh, right. Yes. Yep. I think he was conflating the two things. Who does he go with? Does he go with Prowler? Is that who you have to stick the Tinkerer on to get the special ability?
I think so. That sounds right.
Okay. But that's cool. Have I heard from Dances with Weevils in ages?
Ooh.
I don't always stay awake for your segment either, I'm sorry.
I think I've said the name previously, you know, in the last couple months.
I mean, over the last 7 years or so, I've heard it a gajillion times. It just it didn't sound like it was at the forefront of my memory. But I have been doing damage to my memory as of late, so.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I no.
All right, that's okay.
Also, Norman B. said, the simulator. The event that forces you to compete against teams that actually have synergy instead of just stomping on nameless goons who let you beat their dumb faces in while their countdowns tick away. This is the one event that I will hit progression on and then walk away. Some of the SCL-10 matches in this event are some of the hardest nodes in the entire game. You are not wrong. There have been multiple times, even in this last simulator, where I did a fight, and I'm like, oh, that's doable, and then they leveled up a little bit, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I just, no, that's not doable. That's, I'm done. And Amadei sent a message in saying that the 6-man Dart crew just bought Diablo 3 on the Xbox, just getting started. I remember that you had top 3 favorite builds in Diablo, and Samurai reached out to Samurai to see if he had the show number, and of course he did. Big thanks to Samurai for that. But any chance of a Diablo 3 top 3 favorite builds? Craig, you got anything? Actually, Ian's played Diablo 3, right?
Only once, though. I've only played one build.
That's tough, because it changes per season.
That's exactly what
they,
I said.
They constantly rework the what the sets do, and, you know, as we've talked about before, D2 and D3, vastly different games. D2 is based on, you know, where you want to put your skills. D3 is entirely based on your equipment. And since the equipment changes every season, the builds radically change every season. So that's tough to call.
Yeah.
Right now, I am playing a D3 character for this season because I hadn't started it yet. So I'm going to go for the Witch Doctor build that's all about summoning the big spider.
Oh, nice.
I think it's the Arakir build. But I hadn't played that setup yet. So
I guess my favorite one is the Demon Hunter's Strafe. I don't know what the set is. I don't remember. But the one that allows her to strafe endlessly, that's probably my favorite.
Is that Marauders?
I don't know. Sure. Yeah. Yes. And Ian, what build did you use? Do you recall?
Skinny bald guy that drops a bell on your
head. There you go. That's a good, fun build.
That's been a solid build for many seasons.
Oh, okay.
They tweaked that one.
A bell on you for some reason. How do I walk away from that?
Yeah, they tweaked that build up really high many seasons ago.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of left it alone, and it stayed really high. So, yeah, the monk who drops a bell on your head is very strong. That's the Wave of Light.
If I ever play Diablo 3 again, I'll let you know what it was.
Yeah, it's just the Wave of Light power, Monk. I forget which set you got to use.
Oh, no, I just like, I'll try something new.
Oh, okay.
I hear good things about the Witch Doctor and the Strafing Demon Hunter.
So there you go. There's 3 builds for you.
Nice. I don't know that I'd recommend the Witch Doctor. It's generally fairly poor. But you do get to summon piranhas, and that's nice.
Right. It's a piranado.
You can summon a piranado, yeah.
All right, that's all we got in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right. So
before we start, I'm going to address something going on in Discord that's filling my life with joy.
All right.
Now, I have never seen this listener before, as far as I know, but let me tell you, the genius that is laced in the simplicity of the name Patchbox 20. I can't not laugh. I love that handle. And if you've never heard the show before, welcome. If you haven't, that's just a new name. That's a clever name. Keep it up. Oh, it's Patch. That's even better.
I remember him from before.
I do. I didn't. Oh, man. This show just keeps getting better and better as it goes on.
Hi, Patch. How's it going?
Let's do the boosted bit, see if that works.
All right, once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
We just wanted to pump
you up. All right, let's see. See if I can keep it together for the last couple minutes of the show.
I doubt it.
Whew, me too. Gray suit, Black Widow, boosted. So more green AoE and more red damage. Captain Marvel, 3-star 1. I'm sketchy on that one. Hypersonic Punch probably does damage. That'll be increased.
She's a battery. That's all.
Yeah. Oh, her yellow, she absorbs damage and turns it into AP? Right. Yeah, that's nice. I don't think that'll be affected by her being boosted. 3-star Electra, she dodges. That's pretty good. Her red will probably do more damage. Mystique, that black will do a good bit of damage. And Storm, her green does, in fact, do damage and does generate AP, so that's always fun. And those little attack tiles she puts out will be even more effective. Now, the 4-stars. Ant-Man appears to be boosted this week. That means his bigger attack tiles out of Pym Particles and more damage from Grow, more damage from the blue version of Grow, and Ants will make bigger strike tiles and deal more damage. Black Cat also appears to be boosted this week. She will do more damage with her better luck next time before going airborne. Her black will deal more damage from the trap tiles, and her green, more damage, extra damage if you're stunned. Human Torch, his red, Blaze Beyond Control, will do more damage, plus more per repeater tile that it destroys. The green repeater tiles will do more damage, and the strike tiles will be made bigger when his burning persistence is triggered. Negasonic Teenage Warhead, her green AoE is increased, her self-heal is better, and the damage that she does with her red is also increased. And Northstar, what's this guy up to? Better healing out of his yellow, more damage from his black ability, and more damage from blowing up the correct color tiles in running early. And now, the 5 stars that we've all been waiting for. The recent Father's Day featured character, Odin. What's he up to? He's dealing more damage with his red, more healing with his blue, and you need to do more damage to get him to jump in front. All right, Onslaught is doing some stuff. More green damage, more blue damage, and more attack tiles from his purple. Star-Lord is also on the boosted board today. Better healing from something good, and more damage from a bit of both. And Samurai Daken is here with better damage from Yato, better healing from his green, more damage from his green, and it's harder to trigger his black ability. So let's see what Samurai has to say about the boosted characters this weekend. Oh, he says there's a boss event, which we now know is a heroic boss event. So all this information applies only to Fight for Wakanda afterwards. In the 3-star tier, Black Widow, Mystique, and Storm, all three are good at accelerating your AP and shaking up the board, but they don't work that well together. Tier 4, what? Is that a... hold on. Sorry, I didn't read it ahead of time, and he led with something that just was a total curveball until I get to the next sentence. 4-star tier. Psylocke and Nico's PvPs mean lots of special tiles on the board. Ant-Man can steal and create special tiles, and he will love Nico's tile buffing. Add Human Torch for strike tiles, and help with the attack tiles and his wildfire. Okay. I like that. Are you tired of Odin sandbagging Shang-Chi? Well, he's still boosted. But Onslaught is also boosted, which means Shang-Slot. I don't like that at all. That just sounds gross. Is still a way to rack up wins in the new reward structures.
It is super effective because you make a match and then Onslaught blows up all the team up tiles and you get cascade, and Shang-Chi just punches you in the face for a gajillion.
Sweet.
And you lose.
Yeah, that sounds like what they are meant to be doing. All right, well, there you go. That's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
All right, let's fire up the arena, brought to you, as always, by Terrified.
Terrified.
Last week, Ray, as you previously mentioned, we had Vanguard versus the Fixer. Who got fixed?
That was not quite a shutout. But Samurai is correct. Vanguard, huge avalanche of votes. Vanguard easily takes the victory on this one.
Nice. This week, this is a different kind of battle this week. Let's start with Ian. Who you got?
Well, let me tell you a quick story about the Douglas Ramsey.
Yeah, it's about bedtime for Greg. We're going to lose him quick, so.
Okay, good. So anyway, I got Cypher. Can speak all the languages? Omnilingual translation. That's what he does. He's also very, very intelligent. That's it. I don't know how this is going to shake out. I need to know more about Ray's character, but I do have some like low-grade cheese that they seem to have worked into my character, which might give me a chance.
Okay. Well, I know next to nothing about this guy. His name is Jonathan Clay, a.k.a. the Rawhide Kid.
Classic Rawhide.
He is exactly what you would expect. He's got two six shooters, and he knows how to use them.
Oh, well, see, it's better not knowing.
Yeah, his special ability is he can use both those guns with equal degrees of accuracy in both hands. And he's so accurate, he can shoot people's sidearms out of their hands. Like, he's super accurate with them. He's also very proficient with the one-handed sawed-off shotgun and a derringer, so...
Hey, we all know that guns akimbo is always a good time.
Yeah, and yeah. I think that's his standard equipment, so that's what he would be entering the ring with.
I agree.
You seem smart. I'm probably going to shoot you in the head.
I was going to say, so they have decided that these days, Cypher is so smart, he can interpret hand-to-hand combat as language, which gives him a fighting advantage over all of his enemies.
Oh, that's a big stretch there.
It's
Ian, that's like you remember back.
Imagine
in the,
that.
That's like back in the LARPer days. You always had that one tool bag who said that their Toreador followed the art of, you know, their martial arts was their art form, and right. If they were like the great fighter. You're like, no, go paint something, Toreador. You're not into the art of fighting. Get out of here.
Christmas. So yeah, I think I'm gonna get shot, but if I can avoid it.
There you go. There you.
Maybe I can interpret.
I put images of the two contestants in the Discord there.
As a language and use that to my advantage somehow.
All I said is that, you know, Cypher right now is super important. He can talk to Krakoa, and that's where all the mutants live. So it's very important.
Sorry, Rawhide symbol.
it's the only gun emote there is.
That's fine. I love it.
And Cypher's sitting at a computer because apparently he became addicted to the internet for a time.
Yeah.
And forgot to eat.
So
if you want to vote, there is a poll in the Discord. You can go to there, see my comment, and just click on one of the reactions. Whether it be the little green pistol for Rawhide Kid or the guy sitting behind a laptop for Cypher. And if you can't do that, vote on Reddit, vote on the D3 forums when I post the show tomorrow. Any of that works.
Good times. All right, let's move on and open some tokens.
Sweet. You guys ready for this?
Yeah, ready for this.
Ba-na-na. Da-da-na.
Oh, Red Guardian.
It's a character.
What's that?
I said he's a character.
Yeah, absolutely. He's the one I can definitely use this. Taking him to a whopping 0-3-0.
Ooh. Wow. All right, I'm only doing one.
For have... popular build.
Okay, yeah, we didn't have a show last week, so I've got 12.
All right, I'm only doing one. It is a 4-star dinosaur? Oh, Gertrude. I didn't know her symbol was a dinosaur claw. I'm like, what? prehistoric pairing.
Hey, Gert. All right, I'm going nice. To... first one. Oh, 5-star. Moon Knight Nightmare. Oh, that's handy. Number 2, Jessica Drew, Love and Fear. 3, Polaris, Electromagnetic Resonance. 4, Nova, Takeoff. Bishop, Overclocked. Android Jim, Wildfire. The White Queen, Labor for Learning. Oh, there's a 5-star. Crystal, Some Say the World. Hulkbuster, Hulkproof. It's Morbin Time, Morbius, Feeding Frenzy. Another Morbius, Hematology, and finally, Mantis, Oversharing. Well, two of those were good. Let's see what that gets me. It gets my crystal to a 201.
Nice.
And I don't think I have a Moon Knight. Scroll. No, that is my first Moon Knight cover.
Wow. Not that I'm too far ahead of you, but.
Good pulls.
So that was handy. Two things I can do something with.
Nice.
Thanks as always to this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network, can be found at soontobenamednetwork.com. We work alongside several other excellent podcasts, all of which you can check out at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order, gentlemen?
Negative. Yeah,
I got a team up that I'm trying out, a new team, but I think I'm going to play with it a little bit, and I'll get back with you next week.
All right. Sounds good. This show is rich and full-bodied.
Yeah. We've done enough.
Very satisfying.
Muy bien. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comment, suggestions, shoot them at Raid. Tell them who wins the battle in the arena. And if you want to throw us a bone, go to our webpage, click that Amazon banner, buy yourself something, and we get a little bit back there. So that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, Minnesota, 1967. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.